was always involved in grouse shooting and beating, but 6 shillings a day, 30p a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now the going rate is £50. Well, we'll skip along. I came back out of the army in 1946. I was teaching in Glasgow and going to Glasgow University. In 1950, I moved up to Banffshire to an appointment in the education office there. And then in 1953, I moved from Banffshire to Inverness to the education office there. And then from then on, my career has been either in Inverness or in Dingwall and back to Inverness. Mm. So.
And you became Director of Education?
Yeah.
And when? What day did you retire?
1981. So I've had a long retirement. I moved to Rochester in 1964 and I came back to Inverness in 69.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you keep your connection with to Martin? Through the family, I mean.
Well, a significant gap. I used to have contact with my mother when she was alive, but of course she died in 1981. But I've had contact off and on with John Cameron McIntosh and his family.
Some of your uncles lived in
Midland. Oh, yes, well, Donald lived in Midland.
Donnie, yes. I remember his beautiful horses.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the horses, the beautiful horses he had. The Clydesdale, yes. Or Belgian,
his,
I think.
His pride and joy.
Yes.
He was not interested in tractors. He was a horseman.
And then John's father was in Wood End.
He was in Wood End, and he Wood End and west of Wood End. Mm-hmm. And then moved back to where they are now.
And then Angie Harry was in Dale Cottage.
Yes, he was off. First of all, this is one of the Cameron McIntoshes, the youngest boy. He went to Glasgow to do engineering when he was in his late teens, and having qualified, he went out to Burma to work. No, he went out first of all to Penang to work on tin mines. And he did a spell in these, and then he came back and he went out to Burma to tin mines again. He was up there and he had a spell post-war. He had a spell in British Guiana as well in mining. Thereby hangs a tale, not on his tin mining, but wartime came. And he was in the army, I was in the army, and I was in Donington, and I heard that he had been put on draft to go overseas, and he was at the at a base in Nottingham, so I popped over to see him before he went to me. I called in a Saturday, he wasn't in, of course, and I didn't see him. He went off into the blue. I was put on draft not long afterwards. I landed up in India, crossed India and up into Burma, and when I joined my unit, it was in Assam. It had come back from Kohima, and I said to the boys, you know where number one base workshops are? Oh, they said, just down the road. So we had been invited to a film show at a planters' club on a Saturday night. That was we had five officers in our unit, so we were all invited. So I had hardly sat down in this, where we were going to have the film show, when my uncle walked in from the basement. I had gone all the way out there to meet him. A cousin, son of one of the Cameron McIntosh daughters, was also posted to India and to Burma. And one day, a warrant officer came in and I said, do you know where Royal Scots are? Oh, he said, that milestone so-and-so. I said, do you know Captain Elliot? Oh, he said, yes. Tell him I'm here if he's passing by. So next day Bill came in. So you go all the world to...
Go so far away and meet up.
I don't know how he got on a digression as far as India and Burma, but never mind.